Friendship to New York.
All right. This is the Public Safety and Neighborhood Services Committee on December 2nd, and sitting in for Mr. Hansen is Mr. Mutchler. And we only have one item, the Ferndale Friendship Community Garden. And who has, are you talking about that, Susan?
Yes, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Greg told me.
So it's the, they want to do something at Bergsma House?
It's renewing their MOU rent.
This community's misspelled, but that's, yeah, in the first paragraph.
There's the, yeah, they just added to it.
Did we have the, must have. Okay, so is this?
Phase one, phase two, phase three. I believe it's just renewing.
But they're asking for that other little patch of garden, yes?
My God, how many times have we approved this?
I don't know. It seems like every year we really have to do it.
Actually, we didn't do it last year, though.
Have we just not done it formally, Susan, or?
Yeah.
This council and the Parks Board and.
For a 5-year term commencing January 1st, 2016, and ending December 31st, 2020.
She might.
Has the addendum shown they have use of that side part they wanted?
There.
So that's the little patch that I know they want to try and. Okay, because it says Bergsma, it was the Bergsma House part that confused me. I didn't realize that that had been.
And they have, and then they have access, they have a key, so they can use the restroom in the Bergsma House.
I did not know that, okay.
As long as they don't go in there with muddy boots and leave the mud on the floor again.
Yeah, that's something, just, we can just let Gloria know when that kind of stuff happens.
Well, actually, that's not a worry, because our guy is going out of there, and they're the main.
Yeah.
Making the place muddy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is fine, because I know they want to apply for some more grants, because, I mean, Alcoa was one of their major contributors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$15,000 and then some. And then 2 or 3 times a year, the Alcoa people would come and do all the work.
Yeah.
So losing Alcoa is going to be hard for them, so I know Gloria is looking for other grants. Losing Alcoa is going to be, Service Co-op got more than, like, $25,000 in the last 5 years from Alcoa, mm-hmm. including the garden, so that's going
to
be
hard,
difficult.
It's hard to tell, because what part of Alcoa they're going to keep open.
There's only going to be 100 employees, though.
Yeah, but they won't
be giving out money like
they won't
did.
Yeah. Okay.
This should be a consent.
Yep.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'll move to put on consent.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye. Thank you. Anything else for public safety right now?
Small house?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. But that's something that, you know, for the future. Are we adjourned?
It is something to talk about. I mean, it's
no,
silly.
I agree.
It's silly that our city has that 400 square foot, you know, minimum. Mm-hmm.
I like to have the discussion, you know, because a lot more people need just transitional housing.
If Riley's going to someday move to Ferndale, he's going to live in
If he's going to move to Ferndale.
I'm going to build a series of small little cabins and just.
They had one on the.
Cabins.
If you go to that tiny house, they had three people, and they had a medieval one.
Actually, I think we are adjourned.